This is Twit.
Nintendo made an announcement that I think had a lot of people happy. At least that's what I saw on Twitter. People were pumped that the Nintendo Switch has been updated to give Bluetooth audio connections, or to support Bluetooth audio connections for the Switch. So that means you can connect some wireless Bluetooth headphones or earbuds and use those whenever you are playing your Switch, which I think is going to improve the relationships of many a person, as well as give folks on, I don't know, buses and tractors and boats and other things
the
where there are multiple people.
Right. Yeah.
All the places you play your Switch on a car, in a house, playing while
with a mouse,
standing over a mouse,
with a fox in a box. Yeah.
And so that means that you could even use your AirPods, you know, that have Bluetooth, which I guess I'm surprised that this wasn't already featured. Do you know much about the Switch itself? Does it have a headphone jack?
Yeah, it does. I have a Switch. This was a frustration for a long time. And I can think of, you know, a lot of examples. Like sometimes, for example, you know, my wife and I would be sitting on the couch and one of us would want to play a game and the other one was doing something else. And it was frustrating to try and play a game where the music was distracting or something to the other person. Mm-hmm. On my Xbox, for example, I can plug in headphones to the controller and listen there, and I don't have to bother anybody about it. But that wasn't really an option on the Switch. So having the ability to do Bluetooth on that as well is really nice, because it means that you could have somebody playing on TV and they could still enjoy the audio without having to have like a super long cable running over to the Switch. And it's also nice when you're out and about, because I went down to on vacation a few weeks ago or a couple months ago to the beach, and I brought my Switch to play, and I had to dig out a pair of non-Bluetooth headphones, like that fortunately I had packed, in order to find one. And then you've got the cable everywhere, and it's like, this is a technology device from the, you know, 2010s/2020s. Why is it not support wireless headphones? And I believe everybody knew that Bluetooth was in there. Like there was a Bluetooth chip for doing some of the other wireless communication stuff. So it seemed weird that it wouldn't support Bluetooth audio. And I think everybody's glad to have that now. I haven't gotten a chance to test it myself, but I'm very happy that it's an option.
Yeah. I think this is great. And, for anybody out there that, yeah, you did have those situations where I just want to play on the Switch and I can't because it's going to be annoying for the other person in the room. This is good. And then also make sure you're always wearing your headphones on public transit. That's just a nice thing to do.
It's just nice. It's just nice.
Whether it be in a box, on a mouse, in a house, et cetera, just, it's nice to be nice.